And so this is the third Druid Nidra on our spring retreat in Hambledon in 2018. And by now you're getting used to the process. So already you're starting to get into the frame of mind needed to do a Nidra, which is just to start letting go, relaxing, being aware of your position lying on the ground, getting a sense of a vertical line perhaps that runs through from the top of your head, right the way through your torso, to the space between your feet. And just sensing your limbs, and sensing your hands, and you can make a choice where to put your hands. You can have your hands resting on your tum or your pelvis, or you can try the traditional yogic position of Shavasana, where you have the palms of your hands on either side of you, but with your palms facing up. It can feel strange, but it's kind of interesting to experiment with it if you like, just to see what it's like lying there with your palms facing up. Or you can have them palms facing down. And you can change that too, that's fine. And then just gradually as you settle, you start to become aware of that sense of contact with the floor. You can sense the weight of your body on the floor below you. And you can feel that contact from the ankles or the feet, up through the calves, the thighs, the buttocks and hips, the back and shoulders, and the back of the head. So you just feel all the places where you're making contact with the ground and just allow your body to sink into the ground in that way. And you're aware of yourself lying here on the ground, lying in this little wooden house in the garden, surrounded by the trees and the flowers. And you can, if you like, imagine that the floor is just gently melting away, the walls and the ceiling are melting away, and you find yourself lying in the sacred grove. And I'm just going to see if I can turn something off in the kitchen because it's making a funny sort of growling noise. And so you sense yourself lying on the ground in the sacred grove. And you can sense the ground is alive, all these creatures in the ground. And you can feel the life in the ground. You can feel how it's bringing life to you too as you lie here. And then you sense the trees in your sacred grove. Maybe there's some yew trees here, some lovely trees. Lovely gnarled branches and wonderful trunks, and then these roots going deep, deep down into the earth. And as you breathe in, you know that you're breathing in this forest air, this air that the scientists have found contains essential oils from the trees themselves, parts of the tree that the tree is giving you, is giving the air, as well as, of course, as giving you the air itself that you can breathe in. And you're breathing this in, and the trees are blessing you and energizing you in this way. And then you look up and you see the sky above you. You see the leaves and the branches of the trees. And you see the sky above. And it's as if the blue of the sky is nourishing you, is bringing you such a sense of openness and clarity and beauty. And as you breathe in deeply, the energy of the sky flows into you, bringing you vitality and strength. And you become aware now of the space between your eyebrows. And it's as if, as your attention is drawn on this journey around the body, it's as if starlight or moonlight or sunlight is just there as a little sparkle of light at each place. So you become aware, first of all, of the place between your eyebrows. And then a point at the base of the neck, just where the two collarbones point towards each other, that little hollow below the Adam's apple there. There's just a point of starlight there. Your awareness moves to the breastbone, to the left breast, to the right breast, to the navel, to the pubic bone, up to the navel again, to the breastbone, to the right breast, to the right shoulder, the elbow, the right wrist, the right thumb, forefinger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, the palm, the inside of the elbow, the inside of the armpit, the right waist, the right hip, the right knee, ankle, the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, the ankle, back of the knee on the right, up to the hip, across to the pelvis, the navel, the the breastbone, the left breast, the left shoulder, elbow, wrist, the left thumb, forefinger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, the palm, the inside of the elbow, the armpit, the left waist, the hip, the left knee, ankle, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. The lower back, the middle back, back of the neck, the top of the head, the space between the eyebrows, and now become aware of the whole body, the whole body. And it's as if each of those points is like a star, and all you're aware of is a star. And as you breathe in, it's as if those stars just move a little further away from each other and expand out. And as you allow the air to flow out of your body, they just come a little bit closer in. And just relax into that experience of being a field of stars. And become aware of your breathing. And as you breathe out, just allow your awareness to travel down your spine. So at the bottom of the breath, of the out-breath, you're at the bottom of the spine. And then as you breathe in, your awareness flows up your spine to the top of the spine. And you allow yourself to complete the cycle of breathing up and down the spine. To move your awareness to the space in front of your forehead. And you just allow yourself to sense that space ahead of you, in front of the forehead. And it's as if you can see a passageway, a tunnel is moving towards the entrance to a cave. And inside the cave you feel and sense a beautiful light coming, radiating and shining from this cave. And as you come into the presence of this light, you can sense three rays of light flowing towards you. You bathe in these rays. And then you see that there is an egg of light, of golden light, radiating light. And you're just open to your experience of this egg and the radiance of this egg. And you allow the blessings and the healing energy of this source of light to flow through you. And you just gradually let go of the experience, allowing your awareness of it to fade, to become aware instead of lying in the sacred grove, sensing the trees around you. And you sense the presence of one tree in particular. And you open to its gifts. To the nature of its being. And you commune with the tree. breathe in the energy of the tree. You bathe in the aura of the tree. You touch the tree and you feel its strength, its companionship, its stability. And you share in that strength. And you feel how this tree shares its stillness with you, shares the deep peace that exists within its being with you. And then you give thanks to the spirit of the tree. You place your hands on the ground and you feel your love flowing to the tree, into its roots. And you're aware of how the tree is the home to many beings, insects and birds. All sorts of creatures and life that live in the tree. And you give thanks for its world and for its love. And then you find your place in the sacred grove. And you realize this is a spot that you can always come to, where you feel safe and comfortable, close to the earth, close to the trees, close to the sky. And feeling blessed by earth, trees, and sky. You slowly allow your awareness of the sacred grove to start to fade as your awareness grows of lying on the ground here in a small wooden building surrounded by trees with the flowers growing outside in the grass. The sky above, the trees around us. And you start to feel your body, and you can just allow yourself to just fully inhabit your body, just taking up all the space it needs, just relaxing into being here now. Every cell of your physical being valued, treasured by you. The gift of the body, your gift. And you move your awareness down through your body. You start with your head. You feel your head and you feel the back of your head against the ground. You move your awareness and you feel your shoulders on the ground, your chest, your back on the ground, your stomach, your hips and your buttocks, your thighs and your legs. You feel the whole of your body now on the ground, fully present to it, fully aware of it, and feeling fully present and aware of your body here and now. When you feel ready, in your own time, and only in your own time, just slowly stretch your fingers and toes. You take in a deep breath, you let out a deep breath, and feeling fully present here and now. When you're ready, you slowly sit up. And this Druid Nidra has ended.